All right, today's first tip on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Keep track of how many episodes you've done. My file says 193, so we're going SOP 193 today. We've got a last 5 and 5. We're talking about the expo, and I've got some tips on picking a podcast consultant.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can also leave a comment out at our website, which again is schoolofpodcasting.com. Wanted to mention, I had mentioned this to members of the... Hold on now there. We're backing things up. Doing things live today, just to be a little different. And thought I'd mention, I'm going to be doing a presentation at the new... Well, let's see, it's the Blog World / New Media Expo. That's October 15th through the 17th in Las Vegas. Didn't get to go last year because I was still... getting my bachelor's degree in education, specializing in technical education, which is now done, which is why I'm going out to Vegas with my wife, which will be fun. So if you're there, definitely send me an email. Also, Charlie Hayes brought up a good point. Charlie Hayes, of course, crossdrivenradio.com, great Christian music podcast. If you want to check him out, he's like, hey, do you know if anybody's going? Because you can split the room rate. You know, most of those hotels have two double beds in them. If you're looking to go and if you're looking for a roommate, just email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and I will start introducing people behind the scenes. And we can do it. If you're thinking of going, here's an easy way to get to the website. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/expo. It's a way to support the show. If you go there and sign up, I actually get a small commission. So again, schoolofpodcasting.com/expo. And if you sign up before the 14th of September, you get a discount on both the expo and there's some deals going on with hotels where they're only like $69, $89 a night. So it should be fun. It's going to be a part work, part vacation for me. Vegas is a great town. I haven't been there in many, many moons. So... hope to see you there. And the great thing is my presentation is like next to last on Saturday. So when everybody's tired and hungover and getting ready to go home, come hear my presentation. Hey, we got a, somebody sent us a last 5 and 5. I haven't done one of these in a while. And I'm doing this live today. So I actually have my iPod plugged into my mixer. And, this is from...
Hello, Dave. This is your old friend, Jerry Adams.
Yes, this is from Jerry Adams. You can check him out at prepareradio.com.
And if you don't remember me, from a few episodes back, I sent you an email, and I told you that I use my PlayStation Portable to listen to podcasts. So that's me. You told me that I could call back in and tell you what my 5 for 5 is. Well, here's my 5 for 5. The first one at the top, of course, is School of Podcasting.
Okay, this doesn't help. Brown nosing, I appreciate the listener, I really do. But okay.
I really enjoy School of Podcasting. I've noticed that your audio quality has gotten a lot better, and I really love your videos.
Yeah, what I've done there is I did everything I could to get the fan noise out of the back of my, sound. I had noise gates, things like that. But basically, my Dell computer, you can hear that thing down the hall. And I'm actually pondering pulling off the old episodes because at this point, they're kind of embarrassing, to be a, quote, podcast consultant. And especially if you're listening with headphones on in a quiet room, it's quite annoying. And, excuse me. Working on a cold. And if you're in the car, not so much. But if you're in a quiet room, it really sounds, it's quite annoying. Anyway, continuing on with Jerry.
So the videos are a big plus for me. I'm looking forward to seeing some product reviews on there.
All right.
And after School of Podcasting, I'm listening to The Splendid Table. Now, that's by American Public Media. That's NPR. And the reason why I listen to that is because, well, first of all, it's a really good show. It has a lot of great information. It has a really good sound. But it's so well put together with information, and it's in the genre of cooking. And I like to listen to that, so it's professionally done, of course, so it shows me what a level of professionalism towards a podcast is. And, you know, with the sound cuts and how the audio, the music quality is with it, it really gives me a good idea of what I could do with podcasts. So after The Splendid Table, this is a show that you say that you listen to now, but I've been listening to it since it began. It's No Agenda with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. I really enjoy that show. It's got a...
Hey, I do love this podcast. Here's the thing that's weird about this. Adam Curry basically helped invent podcasting, and yet his website that they're giving out now is noagendashow.com, and I'm pretty sure if you go there, there's not a subscribe button. You have to go to noagenda.mevio.com to get an RSS button. That's a huge, huge podcasting mistake. Got to make it easy for people to subscribe. And I believe No Agenda Show is being maintained by his one of his listeners. And there's no player on the website. They're using a thing called Squarespace. And I know some people, I might start playing with Squarespace.com. They have really great looking templates. It's not WordPress. It's a whole different back end. But the thing I've yet to see on a Squarespace page is a player, some sort of click to listen device. Because there are a lot of people that click to listen because they can't install iTunes. They can't install Juice at work. So they listen at work by clicking online. And for whatever reason, there's no RSS button at noagendashow.com. So if you want to subscribe to that, go to noagenda.mevio.com. Great podcast.
A lot of great information that I can't get anywhere else. And again, I recommend that to anybody.
There's a key point here. He said, you're getting information that you can't get anyplace else. That is one of the great things of a great podcast, is great content. And one of the things I think that ruins some of my podcasts is I've started so many that I'm always looking for information for one of my podcasts. Where I think if I had less podcasts and just focused on one topic and went deeper, my content might actually be better. And that's the key content. So anyway, continuing on with Jerry. So we had the School of Podcasting, we had the cooking show, and now No Agenda.
Anybody at all. And the next one I listened to, and the final one, I believe that's five.
No, it's four.
Is Fidipidations. I know it's hard to pronounce, but it's called Fidipidations. And that's by John Walker. He uses the name John Runner and Steve Runner. I'm sorry, not John. You can check that one out at, let's see, steverunner.com. And that's a show about running. Now, personally, I'm not a runner, but it has a lot of good information, and I love his intros. He basically does a story at the beginning of it. It's really good, and I highly recommend that. That's not quite 5 minutes, and I believe that's five shows. But again, I want to thank you for continuing to do your podcast. I've enjoyed.
Well, thanks, first of all. Before I'm just interrupting you all over the place. Thank you very much for listening. I really, really deeply appreciate you listening.
Enjoyed it for many years now.
Thank you.
And hopefully for many years to come.
That's something I want to address right now. If you listen to powerofpodcasting.com, it's a new podcast I'm doing. I'm going to be putting out those about every 2 weeks, I believe. That's a scary one because it's completely reliant on other people. And you can actually, if you've done something, if you've had a door open, if you've met people, if you've done anything with your podcast that you go, wow, I couldn't have done this without my podcast, go over. You can actually do a time-shifted interview with me. But I mentioned on that podcast that I now have a day job. I got hired at a local university, which is what the whole plan of going back to school was, get back into the education field. Now, And here's the interesting thing. You know what got me the gig? Do you know what got me the gig when hundreds of people were applying? I knew how to podcast. Mm-hmm. It's true. And so I'll be working in a couple different areas of the school, but one of the things I definitely want to tap into is my podcasting knowledge. But the question is, but Dave, does that mean the end of the school of podcasting? No. The great thing about the school of podcasting is, number one, you can learn at your own pace, and I answer emails there at more or less my own pace during the day and during the evening. We still are going to have our roundtables on a regular basis. So, yeah, the school podcasting will be around for quite some time.
So, thank you, and that's my 5 and 5.
Actually, that's your 4 and 4, but that's all right. We won't hold that against you, Jared.
Although, hold on, let's see. That's not quite 5 and 5, is it? That's more like 4 and 3.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the podcasts I've listened to for a while. So, I'll tell you what, if you have any suggestions for my 5th one, or any of your listeners does, please let me know. So, again, thank you, and have a good day.
You can find him over at prepareradio.com. Thank you, Jerry, and I'm just joshing with you. Actually, I just started listening to 2 podcasts. One is Birdhouse Rules, he said, knocking the table. Birdhouse Rules with Evo Terra. That's a podcast about Twitter. If you're brand new to Twitter, yeah, you could check that out. And I also started listening to Tech5. I believe it's at tech5.mevio.com. It's one of the hosts of No Agenda does a tech show. Just started listening to that, and so far I like that. I've only listened to an episode or two, but enough to where I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll give this another shot. You know. The whole idea is it's the last 5 podcasts that you've listened to. Please describe them in less than 5 minutes. And he did a great job because not only did he describe the podcast, but he also gave us the domain so we could go check that out. Very, very cool stuff. Thank you very much. All right, and the last topic I want to talk about today. First of all, I want to address that I've had, and I still have, people at the School of Podcasting that come from the radio industry. I'm not talking about those people. In fact, those people will tell you, yeah, radio doesn't get it. What I'm talking about today, though, is, and first of all, let me explain why this has me upset. And what it is I'm seeing people from radio come out of radio and say, I'm in radio, so I understand podcasting. Now, why this makes me upset, let me use this analogy. I've lived in the country. Until recently, I lived in a lovely metropolis of Mogador, Ohio, where I was surrounded by cows. I lived in the country, was surrounded by cows, but that does not make me a cow milking expert because I've never milked a cow. So when you go to pick a podcasting expert, number one, does the podcasting expert have a podcast? Number two, on their website, do they have an RSS feed? This would be like me saying I'm a radio expert, but I don't have a tower to broadcast on. And I've seen people's website. I go there, their website, there's no RSS feed. They might have audio or video on a website, but really without an RSS feed, you have audio and video on a website. That's very 1987. It's not a podcast. Audio on a website is not a podcast. Live 365 is streaming audio. It's not a podcast. Podcasting is what I say. It's time-shifted conversations on a global scale. It's me. It's me talking to you right there, out for the walk, on the treadmill, listening at work via the click-to-play option. It's you in the car on the way to work, on the way home from work. I'm talking to you. And I'm not saying, hey, everybody. And I'm coughing in the background, and I've got my dog in the background, and I'm doing all those things that, yeah, I probably should edit out, but you know what? It's just me and you. And so, does your podcast consultant have a contact button so people can does your podcast consultant have a name? I see so many free ebooks. You go here, we will teach you how to podcast in 3.5 seconds and you'll make your first million in a month. Click here to download the free ebook. You give them your name and email address, you get spammed forever. You have no idea who this person is. Does your podcast consultant have a podcast? Do they have an RSS feed? Can you contact them? And I realize that, you know, look, if you call 888-563-3228, you're getting my voicemail, but at least you can contact me. Have they been doing this more than a month? Now, I'm not saying it takes you years to understand how to podcast, but there is something to say for experience. So that's something else to think about. Because the key point here is, while a radio person can tell you how to sound great by buying a $300 microphone, and they can tell you about how to interview people and how to prepare for your show and to have a format, all those things from radio. But don't tell me that I have to break after 2 minutes. Don't tell me that I have to make a 28-minute podcast if I want to fit on the radio. I'm not on the radio. I'm a podcast. The reason podcasting is so popular is because it's not radio. This podcast has been as short as 8 minutes and as long as an hour. And I didn't have a program director to yell at me. It's just me and you talking. It's us together commenting out at the blog. Radio is not podcasting. Consequently, having a background in radio does not make you a podcast consultant. And again, why does this bother me? Because I see them spamming people left and right on Twitter over and over again. Learn how to make money with podcasting. Learn how blah, 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 blah. And you go there, you get their ebook, and I read it. There was some great information in it, but most of it was really bad. And I think, you know what? There are going to be people that buy into this stuff because, hey, this person is an AM radio hack, so he must know what he's doing. They get you going in the wrong direction. You spend more money than you need to. You end up with a podcast that may or may not be any good. And so now in the future, you think, when you hear the word podcasting, you get a bad taste in your mouth because you believed in somebody because they were on the radio. And again, I'm not knocking, in the same way that just because I'm a podcaster doesn't mean I could be great on the radio. There's something to say with interacting with a live audience. So just because I'm a podcaster doesn't mean I'm a radio broadcaster either. Because I do have to hit my time slots, and because I do have to say things in a concise manner, and because I do have to deal with live people on the radio. Being a podcaster does not make me a radio broadcaster, and likewise, being a radio broadcaster does not make you a podcast expert. And with that, I'm going to let it go. Guard your money, folks. The internet marketers are all over us telling you how you can podcast for free. Just give me your name and email address. No contact information. Ugh. If you want to start podcast, look, you can contact me. I have an RSS feed. I've been podcasting since 2005, and I have a money-back guarantee. Sign up at schoolofpodcasting.com. Just go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Pick your package. If you don't like it within the first 30 days, let me know. Refund the whole thing. Tutorials, resources, live webinars, schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. Tell a friend. If you want to subscribe to the show, if you have been listening to a click-to-play option, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. I will see you again at the expo. Don't forget schoolofpodcasting.com/expo. If you are thinking of going and are looking for a roommate to cut down on the price of that, again, you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I'll get you folks in contact. If you have a last 5 and 5, call it in, 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Remember, if you don't start a podcast soon, your competition is. It's time to live a life worth podcasting about. I will see you again very soon. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really do, really seriously appreciate it. And until next week, class is dismissed.